Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Analog Talk, a film photography podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
I'm Tim.
And our very special guest today is Jeff Bridges. Thank you for joining us, Jeff. We are beyond honored and excited to have you on the show.
Hi. It's wonderful to be with you, Chris and Tim. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Of course.
So for those of our listeners who, for whatever reason, may not know you, do you mind introducing yourself and giving us a background on you and how you got into photography?
My name's Jeff Bridges. I'm an actor, and I'm also a photographer. And I got into photography in a similar way to how I got into acting, and that's through my dad, Lloyd Bridges.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a kind of a product of nepotism, you know, you could say. But with the photography, my dad had this Nikon that I would, this is back in high school, that I would borrow and take pictures of my friends and that sort of thing. And it got me excited about photography. And I actually set up a dark room in my bathroom, you know, put tinfoil on the windows and on the red light, you know, listening to the tunes and, experiencing that time goes like boom, like that, you know. So that kind of got me hooked. And then I did a movie called King Kong back in the 70s, a remake of that wonderful classic 30s film. Mm-hmm. There's been, you know, many since then, but ours was interesting in tone, I must say. I played a guy who... Jack Prescott, who had a camera and he would photograph things, and I just loaded that with film and started taking pictures on the set with that. And then right around that same time I got married, and my wife gave me this wonderful camera that I had told her about and called a Widelux. And it's a panning still camera, 35 millimeter. I first came across this Widelux camera in high school when there was a rumor going around that the photographer who was coming in to take our class picture had a special camera that panned, and if you ran around very quickly, you could be in the picture twice. I said, oh, that's not true, you know, but it turned out to be true. And he had a Widelux. And I fell in love with the Widelux for a number of reasons. You know, I kind of look at it as a link between motion pictures and still photography in a way moving lens. Mm-hmm. And although you could, you know, get a similar thing now on your iPhone, you know, you can paste and, you know, put a bunch of things to get a panoramic shot, but you can't do what a Widelux does. They still can't do it.
Absolutely not.
And you get that, when there's movement, you see movement. When things are still, they're still. You can hand hold at 15th of a second with a Widelux and get, you know, a pretty sharp image, which is, for me, is challenging on a traditional shutter, you know. But with this, a 16th of a second exposure, it goes about this long.
Okay.
So during that time, I can paint. I can hold the camera still and the image is sharp. I can move it and, you know, do all kinds of things with that. So that's another reason I love that camera, is that ability to shoot like that. I traditionally don't use the camera as a landscape camera too much. I like to get as close as I can to my subject, and there's no focus on the wide lux.
Yeah, I would say
so.
I was
you have to focus with depth of field, and so I like to, you know, I got to shoot at 11. You know, that's as stopped down as I can get. And on movie sets, the lighting is often, you know, not very bright, so I often shoot with 3200 film speed, the speed of the film, and sometimes I'll push that to 6400, so I can get my f11 and at 15, you know. So I've been rambling. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, great answer.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did the book come about?
So this book, Pictures Volume 2, is a sequel to Pictures Volume 1. And over the years, I guess it started with Starman. I'm not sure what the date on that was, but Karen Allen, who is my partner in that movie, and Charlie Martin Smith, they saw some of my wide lux shots that I was doing on the cast and crew. And Karen said, why don't you let's make a book together. I'll help fund it. And maybe Sid Baldwin, you know, who was the still guy on the show, we used some of his photographs. And so we made this little book for the cast and the crew. And
I love that.
People seem to dig that. And then it just kind of caught on. And I've been doing these little books, you know, just for about every movie since that time.
Wow.
And Pictures Volume 1 was a compilation of the films that I had done up to that point. Not all of at some point I want to make sleeves and actually sell put these smaller books out.
Oh, that would be amazing.
When I say sell, all of the proceeds from these books go to the Motion Picture and Television Fund, which is a wonderful organization that takes care of everybody, you know, all kinds of folks in the motion picture industry, from, you know, gaffers, grips, you know, actors, directors, and all that. So that's where all the money's going.
That's
but at
wonderful.
Some point I'd like to, you know, put out the little books too.
Yeah, especially for like fans of the movies or fans of you, like that would be such an awesome thing to have in their collection.
Yeah. Well, I also, you know, the other thing, that one of the purposes of these little books is to let people know what making movies were like in the late 20th, early 21st centuries. You know, it's rapidly changing.
That's right.
And so there's like I'm thinking there might be some historical purpose for the things too.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess is that like a part of the deal then? You get a movie and they're like, yep, Jeff's going to do all the behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, it's a weird little pressure, you know, and I don't like it. I don't like to have that pressure.
Yeah.
But the big thing, it's not taking the pictures. That's easy. It's the editing, you know. It's, I imagine you're photographers yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, and you take a bunch of pictures, and then you got to edit the thing. You know, and that that can be really time consuming. But it's worth it at the end when you get something like this book that you're pleased with and that kind of thing.
So, do you do any of your own developing anymore? I know you mentioned the darkroom.
No, not anymore. Developing, you know, I mean, that's probably the most important part and the part I like the least. I don't print or develop anymore.
Man.
I love speaking of printing, I love the way the book was printed. I think it looks really terrific. Yeah. The blacks are really great.
Did you work with a designer? Because I love, it kind of reminds me of your website with like the handwritten notes you put in there.
Yeah, Jana Anderson designed the book, and she also designed the Pictures Volume 1 as well.
And she's great.
Yeah, I really like working with her. She's terrific.
So touching on what Chris just said about your handwritten stuff. Now, is that something that you Do you journal that? Because I love that. I love that you have those little kind of memories attached to the photo. Is that something that you kind of do after the whole thing? Or is that something you kind of journal during the process? Or how does that all come about? I love
well,
that.
It kinda,
I love it.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, with the smaller books, it's the same thing, handwriting. Mm-hmm. And as Chris mentioned, I have a website where I, you know, I haven't updated my website in quite a while, but I like to draw and do the, the writing. I was surprised to find out a few years ago that many schools are have stopped teaching cursive writing, which is
crazy. Oh, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It took all the darkrooms out too, unfortunately.
It's all down the digital thing.
I know.
It's completely different deal. God, talk about editing now with digital. You shoot, you can shoot it like a machine.
It's too much.
You know,
it's too much.
You got to edit all that stuff. Oh my God.
So are you, is it just the wide lux? Like, is that kind of what you narrowed it down to? Or are you still, are you shoot anything else anymore? Or?
That's pretty much my axe, you know, that's wide lux. Yeah. And, if I got an iPhone or something, I'll, take a picture. But my main thing is that, wide lux.
Your fickle mistress, as you call it, right?
There you go. That's it.
I think that's important, though, because to gather, I mean, we talk about it a lot on the podcast, to like gather a style and a look and stuff like that. A lot of people, I know Chris and I, we love to collect and shoot a million different cameras, but you kind of get all kinds of different looks when you do stuff like that. So I love that that's like your, that's your trick.
Have you shot with the wide lux?
You know, I haven't. I was actually looking it up online on eBay. They go for about $1,000 nowadays, which is crazy.
You can rent them. You can rent them too.
Good to know.
You guys to check out. Now, here's the main tip. Keep your fingers out of the shot.
Very
tough. You can't hold it the traditional way. Your fingers.
You're right.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
So, how did the whole comedy tragedy thing come about? Like, I love it. I think there's so much emotion in between, and that just the fact that it's one frame. Like, where did that come from? Where did you get that?
Well, that came from the idea of this 15th of a second, where you have so much time to paint. And then the tragedy in comedy, based on those Greek masks that they used to wear during the stage play, I thought it would be interesting to take pictures of actors like that doing masks. And it also is an example of how playful us guys are, us thespians, that they're willing to do something foolish like that. You know, I really appreciate that. But, I've done, I've got, it's not only tragedy and comedies, I've got, shots of T-Bone Burnett, looking into his mouth while he sings. You've got this, you can juxtapose things like that, it's nice.
Yeah, you can really play with that camera because it's so slow. You can jiggle it around and get shaked. It's really cool. Yeah.
One of my favorite photographers is Jacques Lortigue. Are you familiar with that guy's work? You're not.
No.
Oh, check out.
I'm going to check him out for sure.
Lortigue. Yeah. Oh, man. He was like around the turn of the century, and he started taking pictures when he was about 8 years old.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
And most photographs from that time are kind of stiff and posed, And his are like snapshots. They showed what it was like being alive at those times. And I'm not sure exactly what kind of a panning camera he had, but I think he had some sort of wide lux panning kind of camera from some of his shots. It looks like, that was what he used, but they're wonderful photographs from, he had a very adventurous family that was into flight, with building planes and stuff and race cars and all these wonderful things.
Yeah, he inspires
me. That you mentioned the capricious mistress. That's one of the things I like about the camera is that it's not a through the lens viewfinder. It's that a separate viewfinder. So you're not going to get exactly what you think you're getting.
Right.
Which is kind of nice in a way. It's got its own. Its own perspective. It's speaking of perspective, it's almost like the camera has peripheral vision.
Oh yeah,
you know what
so
I mean.
Wide.
It's a
yeah.
weird
yeah.
thing. There's mm-hmm. so much information there on the negative. You're rather than just being directed to look at one image, you say, "Oh, I can look around in here, like we look around in the world." You know, you can see different aspects in there.
Yeah, it lends itself very well for on set stuff.
Yeah,
getting the you know behind the scenes shots and seeing all the whole world almost.
Yeah.
Have you ever put a roll of color through it by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a kind of a black and white guy with the wide lux. I think it comes from my experience in the darkroom. You know, it was just black and white. But I love black and white, too, not only in still photography, but, you know, think of some, you know, Kubrick, you know, you know some of those black and white movies I've just, you know, seen recently. You know, that really... You know, or one that I was involved in, Last Picture Show, those blacks. I just, you know, there's something about it, you know. Dr. Strangelove, I saw that not too long ago. It's just so wonderful.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I see the same way. Like, I'm a black and white shooter. I do mess around with color just for fun, but if I'm being serious about stuff, I always pull out the black and white stuff.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with black and white. It's just the mood of it, you know. Yeah, everything looks
better.
Yeah.
So okay. So how many do you just have? One wide lux, or do you have like an arsenal of
no,
wide luxes?
They're very fragile cameras, and the factory burned down years ago, so not being made anymore.
Mm.
And I've got you know 4 or 5 of them. You know, I keep you know buying me, and they you know they break down often, and
it's a bummer.
Yeah, they're fickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've only ever seen one come across like my little area of camera hunting. And I was just like, I don't know what to do with that. So passed on it for the time.
Yeah, and assumed it was big because, you know, it produces such a like a long, big negative. But it's kind of compact, right? It's like a small...
Let me see. I got it right here. I can show you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
get it
small. It's like, you know, it's just a regular size, you know. You know, just a regular old thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, what a beauty.
Yeah.
Man, it's just such a... It's such a cool thing. So I wanted to ask you, too, when you are on set and you have this camera, are people... They know. Like, they know that you're going to be taking pictures. Or do you get, like, good response with that? Is everybody, like, pretty happy with you bringing the camera around? Or are they like, oh, here comes Jeff again with his camera? Like, love that.
Pretty,
love it.
Yeah. They're pretty... Now, that was a 1/25th exposure. Now I'm going to give you... A 15th of a second.
Yeah,
you see how long
one.
It goes. Here it goes.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got some time with that.
Yeah, so you got some time. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was just saying, because I mean, I'm a guy who carries my camera around with me everywhere, and all my friends are just
same.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Here comes Tim again with his camera.
Yeah. Know, usually, you know, I'll bring it out quite early. I'll ask the producer and the director first if they mind, you know, and we'll have it. Often I'll take the first picture at the table read, you know, of the woman.
Oh, yeah,
first
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I'll just ask people, I say, you know, let me know. I say, you know, and I'm an actor myself, and I'm very sensitive to any kind of lens, you know, and when they're pointing a lens at you, you know, something that kind of happens to you.
Right.
And I'm respectful of that. And, you know, tell them, you know, I'm not going to, I don't want to bug you, man. You know, and I've never had a complaint. So,
that's great.
That's
good. I love hearing that. Yeah. Cause it's, you've gotten, I mean, just looking through, I don't have your first book, which I wish I did, but I have the second one and just some of the stuff you catch, like you were saying, you know, it goes from, you know, if you go to the left to the right, you find, you know, 3 different things going on. You got,
exactly.
The light, the guys doing the lights. You got the actors practicing their scene. They're got, it's just like, I can't explain it. And it's just awesome. I love that you're doing that. I mean, it's such a great documentation of everything that you've been doing the last couple of years. So,
thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure you get a, we get like, you know, anytime you bring out a film camera nowadays, people are like, that's a film camera? You still can get film for it?
Oh, right. Well, that's a good question because it's harder and harder to get film for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that's something. They're not even movies. They're not even making film cameras anymore.
That's insane.
Motion picture
I know.
Cameras. They're just not being made.
It's such a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it. We're all going to regret that later down the line.
Oh, for sure.
When we, when we realize that there's nothing left that, geez.
We'll be right back with the listener question for Jeff right after this message from our sponsor.
Support for Analog Talk also comes from Polaroid Originals. Go to PolaroidOriginals.com and use the offer code AnalogTalk10 at checkout to receive 10% off your next purchase.
All right, guys, this is the part of the show where we break off and take a question from one of our listeners. And this week's question comes from @TonMan53. And he wanted to know, what is your favorite photo you've taken on set? That's a tough one.
That's a hard question. Yeah.
You know, it's that corny thing that actors say about their movies, you know, when they're asked, which is their favorite movie? And they say, well, it's like my children. You know, I don't have a favorite. I just love them all. So, you know, that's kind of true in this case, too. We mentioned editing, how challenging that is. And, you know, which child will be in the book or
not.
Right,
exactly.
That child is being expelled. You know, that's kind of painful sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, when you ask that question, what comes to mind are favorite movies that I've been involved in, because those kind of coincide with photographs. And I had such a wonderful time working with the Coen brothers. Got to do it twice, but, you know, Big Lebowski, some of my favorite shots in there. I've got a shot of picture of Julianne Moore during the dude's dream sequence.
Yes.
That I really like. And it's one of the reasons I like it is it's, you know, Julie, you know, practicing, you know, being this Valkyrie, you know, lady with horns and stuff. And then you see all the dancers taking a break and some of them are lying around. Uh-huh. And I just like that juxtaposition. That's one of my faves.
Man, love that. Do you, I saw there's a video floating around on YouTube of you going through a book that you did, like a photo, like this, kind of like your book that you have out now of photos from the Big Lebowski. Do you think that that's one of the little ones that you'll put back out or?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to put them out all as a set, you know, you know, a few sleeves. I don't know how many I've got, 30, 40. I don't know how many books.
Wow.
But
there
were
these
little sleeves with, you know, maybe 10 books in each sleeve. I don't know, you know, maybe the general public would dig them, but you know, is there much of a market for photography? I don't know. It's,
we like to think so.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but maybe photo buffs will like something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever ran into issues with like getting rights from, you know, the studios?
No, another reason I thought that those books would be handy is that, you know, they're always looking for a new way to sell their movies. You know, I say this can be a tool that you can use, just another angle. So they're usually open for it and often fund the making of the book.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Have you ever thought about doing, I don't know if you have in the past, done like a gallery show with these images?
Yes, I had a wonderful gallery show at the Rose Shoshona's gallery in Bergamont Station here in LA ago for the volume one. And I've got, you know, there's my photography is kind of touring around the world. I have a couple that are going in Italy and Spain.
Great.
And there was a wonderful one where they blew up the images, you know, 30 feet by 10 feet, you know, huge things outside on plastic things. That was, you know, wonderful display. And we haven't got one going for volume two yet. At some point, there ought to be some kind of show.
Yeah. Love that. And can somebody purchase a print from you?
Yeah. If you, I'm trying to think, if you go on my website, jeffbridges.com, and on the photography page there, it probably has that information on how to do that.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah, we'll link that in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Does that go to the organization as well, I'm assuming?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I wanted to know where do you go through to do your printing? Do you get prints of all your stuff, or do you kind of just like shoot the roll, hand it off, and then get, you know, digital images like we do these days? Or how does that work for you now?
Pretty much like that. You know, I've gone through, you know, different printers and different, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm a big fan of like wet prints, and I need to get my little darkroom up and running again.
Don't we all?
But watch out for the time, man.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's tough.
Man, I think our listeners would hate if we didn't ask what you were saying that you shoot like a 32 speed film. Do you know what you normally shoot? Like what your to-go film stock is?
Yeah.
I like Kodak and Ilford. They both make them. You know, Ilford's a little smoother, you know. I dig the Kodak stuff too. I mean, I think that's, I like that too.
Yeah, especially since they kind of revamped it and brought it back. It was gone for a while and now it's back again. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we normally have other questions that we ask our guests, but since you're just like a diehard wide lux shooter, I guess we don't have to ask you your desert island camera. We usually ask our guests what they're, you know, you only have one, so I guess it's going to be the wide lux, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the white whale. So yeah, I guess it would just be wide lux across the board, right?
That's it.
This has been great. Thank you again for, you know, taking the time to talk to us today, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
Great hanging with you guys. Thanks for having me, Chris and Tip.
Yeah, definitely.
Where can everybody get the book? Just go on jeffbridges.com?
It's on Amazon, you know, just wherever you buy books. You should be able to buy that.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thank you again, Jeff. This is great. We appreciate it.
And check out Lartigue. I think you'll dig him.
Oh, yes absolutely. Definitely. Thanks for the
It's written down.
All right.
First off, we want to thank Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges, guys, for being on the show. Man, what a way to end the year. And thanks so much, Jeff. We love what you're doing with the Wide Lux. Like, what a unique camera. I mean, just amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. Guys, that's going to take us to Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/analogtalk. We got a bunch of stuff over there. We're going to be revamping for the new year, for the new season. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for all the patrons who've joined. We appreciate each and every single one of you, and we can't thank you enough. It has been an awesome year, and Chris and I would like to thank you guys. We're going to be taking a couple weeks off for our little Christmas break, and we'll be kicking off the next season real soon. We'll let you guys know. If you want to check mine and Chris's work out, just type in Crispy Photo. She's on YouTube and Instagram. I'm at Timothy Makeups. Just check Instagram and YouTube as well. We didn't get to throw our little socials at the end of this episode because, I mean, Jeff Bridges. So, yes. Have a great and awesome holiday season, and we will see you next year.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.